Yo, what's good, people? Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. And I want to tell y'all this. I want to share something with y'all, you know, and I say this, but I really do mean this. Never let a person's opinion of you become your reality, all right? Understand me. People gonna always have something to say, whether you're doing good or whether you ain't doing good. But what we tend to focus on is we tend to focus on the negative. We pay so much attention to what people are saying in the negative frame, but don't understand that the positive things is what reinforce you. All right, let me share something with y'all that I just heard today. I just heard this today, is that when you say something out loud negatively, it has a 4 to 7% chance of becoming a reactive thought in your mind. So if you have one positive thought, you got a negative thought that is active 4 to 7 times more. So regardless of what somebody says, dig me, regardless, it doesn't matter. Because here's the thing about it. They are not in control of your destiny. They can't control your destiny just because they saying some words. And let me share something with you. Their words of you are a reflection of them. Because here's the thing about it. You doing something that they're not doing. So that's the reason why they got so much to say about you. Dig me. The Sit Down. Everybody said, oh yeah, man, everybody got a podcast, bro. Oh yeah, everybody doing that. If I had a fed in and just took that thought, I wouldn't be here right now. But see, I wasn't worried about what people thought. I wasn't worried about what people were going to say, because people were going to say something regardless. There are people right now who listen to the podcast, but they're not going to tell me they're listening. Because you know why? Because they were the one who doubted it. Understand me. Whatever you're doing, I want you to never give up on your dream. That's what I want you to do. Never give up on your dream. Check this out. If you're good at doing hair, do hair. If you're good at braiding hair, braid hair. If you're good at cutting hair, cut hair. If you're good at cooking chicken, cook the chicken. If you're good at cupcakes and cakes and candy, do it. All right? Don't worry about what nobody's saying. All right? Because let me tell you this. Your biggest critics are going to be your family and friends. I want you to understand this. I mean, this for real. Because your family and friends, they see what you're doing. And it reminds them of what they ain't doing. So today, y'all, I'm keeping it interesting. I'm keeping it fly. I'm keeping it fabulous. And the number one thing is that I'm doing is I'm thanking God each and every time, because every breath is a blessing. So I wanted to look for ways to start this podcast off. And the only way that I can start this thing off is to say this one thing. Enough is enough. I want you to dig me. Enough is enough. Check this out. Y'all read all the statistics, y'all read all the posts, y'all seen all the news. Y'all see how black people are getting treated everywhere, all right? But dig me. You in an uproar about Minnesota. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be in an uproar, but the same damn thing is going on in your backyard. The same thing is going on right here in Kansas City. All right. Police brutality been going on not just in Minnesota. It's everywhere. All right. But I want you to understand some black people. I'm talking to the black people. Understand me. Black men in general. You are an endangered species. And I want you to dig me. Check this out. We struggle against so much. But let me tell you the biggest struggle that we got. The biggest struggle we got is we put down our own damn people. We cut each other down. And I want to know, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? All right? Let me tell y'all something about this podcast, all right? This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about encouraging people and inspiring them to live their best life. All right? These conversations are about truth and no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities, all different areas of life, who are here to give insight, upliftment, and to help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that will help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my mama named me Earl Belton, and welcome to the sit down. Welcome to the sit down. This podcast is sponsored by Cascade Media Group. Shout out to Mr. Nelson. This podcast is sponsored by GD Men's Line. And this podcast is sponsored by Africana Art. So if you're looking for some exquisite art for your home, office, your patio, wherever it is, it's Africana Art right here, location 1 building. Make sure you look up Byron, because I'm talking about he got some pieces for you. I got a piece on my desk right now. That piece right there, Kenya. You dig me? Kenya. So, today, y'all, I got somebody. Let me run down this brother's resume. Let me run this resume down to y'all. He's a father. He's a mentor. He teaches youth. He's a coach. See, he thought I forgot about that one. Business owner. Raised by his older sister because his mom passed away when he was 3. Been a barber since 2004. Started his own company, his own hair care line for men in 2012. But what he didn't tell me that I found out is that he'd been doing this youth camp. this guy's incredible. He's been doing this youth camp. He's been doing this father-son camping trip where him and some other brothers, they taking young males, they taking them, doing something positive in their life, all right? I'm going to just tell you right now, if I don't have a job, no damn where, I got a job with introducing people. If I ain't got a job nowhere, I got a job with introducing people. Welcome to the sit down, my brother Otis Johnson, man.
What's going on, bro?
Man, listen, let me tell you something, man. As I was reading this bio, man, I mean, this way off script right now. Father-son camping?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know I do that.
Bro, father-son camping.
A lot of people don't know I do it.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's just open up the show. Let's just open it up. Where did this come from, bro?
Actually, it just came on a whim, man. I was sitting there talking with some friends of mine one day.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? It'd be a good idea. I got a kid. Y'all got kids.
Yeah.
Let's go camping.
Yeah.
Then it was like, let's just make this an annual thing.
Absolutely.
And it just became a little bit bigger and bigger each year. And I said, man, I like doing this.
Absolutely.
My son enjoyed it, man. And, It's a blast, man. You know, we only do a one day.
Okay.
We always typically do it the weekend before Father's Day.
Okay.
And so you have a lot of young guys who don't have kids but want to be involved. So they bring their nephews.
Yeah.
Their cousins.
Absolutely.
Their little brothers.
Absolutely.
So, and those who are fathers are more than welcome to bring other people and their family members just to get, you know, there's a lot of single moms out there.
No doubt. Just to let them get away
from the mom and kind of see what it is to be around some male influential people.
Absolutely.
And so we kind of get together, man, and we cook food for them, and they go kayaking, and they go swimming in the lake, and we typically at the end of each night, we got a big campfire, man. We make s'mores and
we
tell our old stories when we were their age.
Kick it.
And then they tell stories and they realize, man, these old dudes ain't different than us.
Absolutely.
The only thing changed is the language.
That's it.
That's it. The game is still the same.
But see, the thing about it, we don't know that lingo.
No, we don't know that lingo. We just a bunch of old guys that don't know nothing.
We don't know.
But when you get these young men by themselves and they get to talking.
Yeah.
It's like, man, we used to do that in 86.
Yeah. Bro, we already did that.
Yeah. So then they kind of understand. They open up to you a little bit more.
Yeah.
They tell you about their life story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of these guys' lives ain't much different than mine.
No doubt. You know what this is. You know what you're doing, don't you?
What am I doing?
This therapy, bro.
Oh, man, you know.
This therapy.
That's what we do every day.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk, man. I mean, this therapy. And what, you know, because see, first of all, people are like, oh, Sherman got a podcast. Man. He's a philosopher. He knows everything. First of all, let me tell y'all something. What therapy really is. Therapy is being able to release something that's on your mind.
There it is.
And it don't mean that a damn doctor with a certificate is the person that you gonna always open up to.
Yeah, you can learn a lot just from your peers.
Absolutely.
Guys that are younger than you can teach you something.
Absolutely, man. You know, I just had a young brother, man, on the sit down, man. Big shout out to Renaud Shelton II, man.
Mm-hmm.
Son of my homeboy, Renaud. And, man, it's, you know, just being able to have these young brothers, young business owners on the show, man. It just, to be able to tell them how proud I am of them, man. And they looking at me like, no, man, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you I'm proud of.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Had Aaron Tolbert on here, man, nephew of the matriarch, Bishop Tolbert. You did, had Aaron on the show. Man, I had so many young, upcoming moguls. See, I call them moguls. See, I don't even call them entrepreneurs. I call them young moguls. See, if we put that in them, see what I'm saying? We put that in them, they gonna, you know, it's gonna resonate like, oh yeah.
Well, you know, that title make you sit up a little bit straight.
Yeah.
You put that mogul behind them.
Yeah.
They all feel like they Jay-Z.
Oh, man.
Make them sit up a little bit straight in the meeting.
Yeah. But see, what the one thing, man, that I want to say is this, man, and I'm here, man. I'm putting the city on blast. It's time to come together. I'm putting the city on blast. I'm putting the whole entire city.
I'm with you.
I'm putting them on blast.
I'm with you.
Because
I'm
going to tell you this. All these old just standing around looking for ways to tear something up, looking for ways to tear people down. I am sick and tired. Enough is enough. Enough's enough, oh.
Girl, it's easy to tear somebody down. That's why they do it.
Yeah.
It's hard to lift a brother up and say, hey, brother, I love you.
No doubt.
I love you, man. Hey, what you doing over there?
Congratulations.
And I'm going to tell you something. This is what I do in the barbershop.
Yeah.
I treat every kid like they mine.
I done seen it, though.
If I see them, I'm like, hey, man, what you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I done seen you do it, though.
Your parents ain't you act like that? You ain't gonna act like that right here.
No doubt.
Because I love you.
Yeah.
And I love you enough. And that ain't enough of that going around this
city. No doubt, man. No doubt. And here's the thing about, I'm not bashing no women. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of single mothers. The fathers are not involved in their life for whatever reason the case may be. I don't care what it is, but I'm just going to... A woman can't raise a man.
No.
I'm just... She can raise the child.
Yes.
But she can't give the insight of a man.
No, you got to have somebody around.
Absolutely.
And for me, that was, like I told you, my sister raised me.
Yeah.
As well as her three kids that are older than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my brother was the hand.
Yeah. Yeah, he was that dude.
Oh, he was that dude.
He was that dude.
Yeah. He was that guy. I mean, I used to get out of line a little bit like most kids do.
Of course. Come
on, man. I'm going to send you up the street to your brother.
Yeah.
My brother told me one time, man, he said, hey, you get your sister problems one more time, I'm going to take you down in Fairfax where nobody going to hear you scream.
Yeah.
I never had to go back to his house.
And you got that together. You dig me?
I never had to go back.
You got that together.
Never had to go back there.
Man, let me tell you this, old man, and it's for real, man. And you see it every day, bro. You see it every day. It pisses me off that we sit behind a keyboard. We sit behind these little phones and we tear the next person apart. But oh, here's this is what pisses me off. You ain't doing a damn thing.
No. I heard D.L. I think it was D.L. Hughley that said this.
Yeah.
He said it should be against the law.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Not accepted.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
Absolutely.
For people on social media.
Yeah.
To use fake names.
Come on, man. I was listening to that segment.
If you put your real
shout
name,
out to D.L.
If you put your real name attached to it.
Yeah.
Most folks won't be internet bullying.
Yeah.
They won't say nothing out of line.
No doubt. But it's Crispy Cutter.
Yeah.
It's Peasy Paul. You dig what I'm saying? Put your real name out there.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do that.
None of that.
They ain't gonna do that.
Oh, you know what, man? I was listening, man, to DL, man. Shout out to DL.
Love DL, man. I love DL.
Man, shout out to Tip. Shout out to T.I., man. I listened to all them brothers, man, and that's what inspired me to keep going with my podcast, man. My introduction to my podcast, man, I was listening to T.I., and I was like, oh, okay, that's how you do it. Oh, that's how you get sponsors. Oh, that's how you get advertisers. But I had a conversation with DL, man, a while back, man. And, you know, he told me something, man, that really stuck with me, man, for a long time. He said, man, stop worrying about people. That was his speech. And at the time, I wasn't ready for it. Preach. So you know when you ain't ready for something, it resonates. He planted a seed in me that I didn't even know was a seed, bro.
Yeah, and you know what? That's your biggest strength, but some people say it's your biggest weakness. Because anybody that know me know I don't care.
Say it, bro.
I'm going to say what I got to say.
Yeah.
You ain't got to like it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to love it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it.
Absolutely.
And I can respect somebody who tell me who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At the end of the day, your word means that. Your word means more than anything.
That's real talk.
So if I'm telling you, I'm giving you my word, I can appreciate that.
That's
I can respect a man who stands on his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't got to agree with you.
But you don't have to.
But I respect it.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. See, here's the thing about it, though. And I know this off course, man. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta say this, man. Where the hell do we get off, man, that we can't even disagree without us being mad?
Yeah, we can't agree to disagree.
You know what I'm saying? We can't even just be like, oh, man, all right, that's how you feel about that. This is how I feel about it. All right, cool. Why the hell we got to keep going on? It's got to keep going on. It's got to keep going on. Then it gets to the point where, oh, you know, man, oh, yeah, older and offended me. Come on, man. We having a discuss. We can't even discuss nothing, man, no more, old man.
Nah, we can't do that.
Real talk,
some people
man.
Can't do that.
And I know you see it every day, bro.
Every day.
I know you see it every day.
Every day.
And what's the answer, old? I mean, in your personal. First of all, we're not no damn professionals.
No, we're not.
I just want you to know.
We're just two average men out here talking. Like most of us out here listening.
Absolutely. And for everybody, oh, check this out. This is, I want to give a shout out to the people that listen that don't say they listen. That's what I want to do, oh. You dig what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to the people who don't tune into the sit down, but tune into the sit down.
I'm going to tell you how you fix it.
Yeah.
Earl.
Yeah.
Love you, brother.
Yeah. I love you too,
bro. I don't agree with you, but I love you.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You might like yellow.
What can
like,
somebody say to that?
They can't.
What can they say? They say, man, you know what? I don't agree with you, bro. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to give them their props.
That's it.
That's it. You got to give them their props, man. You know, everybody done watched this white racist cop.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Let's go. I was waiting on
cold this. Cold-blooded. Killed yes, George Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, 8 minutes kept his knee on his neck, oh. 8 minutes. The man cried, begged, pleaded, called for his mama, oh.
Did you know his mama was dead?
Because that he was transitioning.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? How'd it make you feel, bro?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Made me feel terrible. Yeah. People think about this. 8 minutes may not seem like a long time.
8 minutes is a long time.
Go try to hold your breath underwater for 8 minutes.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but I probably can't do it for 30 seconds.
I can't, bro, listen, I had an encounter when I was younger. Hey, used to go to L.A. when I was younger, had long hair, braided up, you know what I'm saying, went to Pacific Ocean. My big cousin called me out there, hey, man, come on out here, come on out here. So, man, I went all the way out to the ocean, man. Them waves swept me up, bro, took me in. You dig? I didn't take a bath for about a week. I told my mom, I'm done with water. I'm done with water. My mom was like, boy, I'm done.
Man, this thing in Minnesota,
yeah,
it feels different to me. I don't know about you, but it feels different.
Yeah.
It feels like it was right around the corner. Now, I know we got a lot of things going on here in our own city.
Yeah.
But this feels different to me. Man. And to me, it feels different because we've seen it transpire almost as it was happening.
It was right in front of our face, man.
We all can now say we seen somebody die live.
On camera. That's what happened, oh.
Now, these people up in Minnesota tearing up their city, this is where me and a lot of people are going to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, come on with it.
I don't have a problem with them doing it.
Listen, I'm going to just keep it a buck with you. I'm going to just keep it real with you. There comes a transitional type of anger.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
There comes an anger where you just get mad and, you know, you say a little bit of stuff. You know, but, you know, we've been taking. You just snap.
You got to give something back.
You know what I'm saying? So, that type of anger produces a different kind of rage.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? See, I mean, we can go around, raise our fists in the air, and do the public enemy, fight the power all day long.
They did.
But!
They did that.
You know what I'm saying?
They did that.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Didn't do nothing.
We've been doing stuff for over 400 years. It ain't worked yet.
But hold on. This is what people don't know. We ain't even under the law in 400 years, man. See, this how. I ain't going to call nobody dumb, but if the shoe fits.
Oh, let's preach now. Let's preach. I'm ready.
I'm just saying. We ain't even under that law, ho.
No.
And people don't even know that.
And I bet you a lot of people don't know. It wasn't less than 20 years ago. They just renewed the Voters Act where we were allowed to vote.
Come on, man. I was just about to get off into that. And here's the thing about it, ho. They think they did us a goddamn privilege. Now, let me break something down to you that I know you already know. All right, now. Oh, I had a problem in school. I was troublesome in school.
We all was.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
I was too.
I went to all the schools for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the schools. And I just refused. I just refused, man, because, you know, I was hanging out with my uncles and a couple older cats, man. So I was smelling myself. Like my mom used to say, you're smelling yourself.
Yep.
I couldn't read that. I couldn't read that bull crap, man, about Christopher Columbus, man, discovering America.
Earl, you reading my mind.
I'm
man,
real, bro.
Check this out.
Yeah.
I have three kids.
Yeah.
My youngest is 12. I have two 27-year-olds.
Yeah.
And if they were sitting right here, I give them one question to ask their history teacher every year.
Yeah.
Ask your history teacher. And those of you who are listening, you can repeat this and have your kids asking the same question.
Absolutely.
Ask your history teacher. Listen to me now. Send your kids to school. Ask your history teacher, how did Christopher Columbus discover America when people were already here?
Absolutely. How can he do it?
How can you discover something when people are already here?
But he, check this out. Let me tell you something about Christopher. See, they don't know. See, I know you know all. Hey, let me tell you something about Christopher. Christopher was a prisoner on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it over. And they landed in Florida. Bingo! See, people don't know that, oh.
Nope.
They don't know that. I just couldn't read it, oh.
The old saying, if you want to hide something, put it in the book.
Oh, I couldn't read it, oh.
I read.
I'm saying I read.
We read. I'm saying we read. That's why we know.
I'm just saying, oh. I just walked myself out to class. It's like, well, you're going to have to go to the office. Don't worry. I done been to the office plenty of times. I know where it is.
Right.
Firsthand. And I know who you're going to call. No problem. I'm already going there.
Right.
But I'm not going to read this.
Right.
I'm not putting this in.
If history don't start with somebody that look like me and you, then it ain't history.
But, oh, let me tell you this, bro. What they don't know, they don't even know how America got its name.
Mm-mm.
See, it was a founder who looked like me and you, bro.
Absolutely.
Took a trip, had two daughters, his daughter's name was America. His daughter's name was America. That's how America got his name.
Preach.
See what I'm saying? But they don't know that. They ain't gonna tell that.
Preach.
And y'all got your damn phones in your hand. Go to Google it. Google it. Google America.
Google
it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't even know that, oh. Nah. But, oh, I was so pissed off about this whole thing and the fact that this racist cop, man, first of all, he shot a dude, man, in 2012. It was a domestic violence call. Oh, check this out. They didn't even, they just kicked in the door. They didn't even announce themselves as the police.
Violation already.
Dude said he was in the bathroom about to light up a cigarette. Didn't have a lighter. The one who had his foot on the neck kicked in the bathroom. He said they didn't even announce it. Said dude just started beating him.
See?
With a gun. Now listen. Now, first of all, you done kicked in my house. You got your gun already in your hand. You start beating me. So the dude, they say that dude went to reach for, how can he reach for something that he already got in his hand, oh?
Word, your word against mine.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all it was.
So they tried to get him on a felony case that ended up being a misdemeanor, but the dude said he was reflecting, called his sister, he said, hey, I think this might be the police that shot me. She said, that's him.
Wow.
That's one incident. He got another incident, bro, with him and some other cops.
Wow. This is crazy.
Bro, they suspended them. Now, what people don't understand is this right here. I can announce that Otis is fired on the air. He's fired. But he's really not.
Right.
He can go to another place and resume his position.
Nobody ever know I was there?
Nobody know. Now, this boy been having this problem, oh. And this is what I'm saying. Enough is enough, man. We done took so much. So I understand why they burnt down the damn city.
I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
Torch it.
Guess what? Target has insurance.
Absolutely. Now, but here's what I'm going to throw out to my Caucasian people. I love y'all to death.
I love them too.
But here's the thing about it. Y'all was stealing too. I got evidence and I'm about to put it up on my social media. Oh, there was white people stealing. Oh,
what?
There was white people.
No.
Yes.
No,
they don't
do that.
Caucasian people.
They don't do that. No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They can have that television.
There. There.
Can I have that television?
Yes.
Girl, can I have that television, please?
Sure you can.
Thank you. Can you help me put it in my car?
I will help you put it in your car, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, God.
They were stealing, oh. Oh, they were stealing, oh. But they ain't talking about that.
Nope.
They ain't talking about that.
They showing everybody they look like me and you.
Absolutely. Now, let me tell you what pisses me off, oh. Let me tell you that. You know, this off script. First of all, this is my boy. I ain't seen him in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all gonna know it.
Yeah.
Check it out. Oh. Now, I want you to think back. The lady who mistaken her place for somebody else's.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, how in the hell do you forget where you live at? Oh, how you forget that?
I don't know about you. When I go in my house at night, don't come outside. First thing I do is go to the light switch. I know where it is.
Bro.
She's tripping.
Bro, what they didn't tell you was she was intoxicated. See, they ain't gonna tell that. But let me tell you what they do. See, this is what pisses me off, oh. Just say, I get killed.
Right.
Right. Police brutality. We all, yeah, we got the rally. We got the rally. But here's what the media do. Well, Earl stole some matches when he was 12, and he had a... You see what I'm saying? They want to discredit the dead. Where the hell they do that at, oh?
I don't know, but that pisses me off.
Man,
that pisses me off, man. It pisses me off. They go and try to find any little thing that you did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And he got suspended for school.
Yes.
Cussing out the teacher.
Yes.
Who cares? My life is more valuable than that BS.
He's dead, oh.
Man, I don't care what somebody did when they passed. Everybody has passed.
He got pulled over by the police. He was belligerent and he was smoking marijuana. Who cares?
Nobody cares.
He's dead.
This man is dead. His life is gone. No more. This young man has kids.
Man.
Families.
Talk to me.
Mothers. Sisters and brothers. He can't see no more.
Talk to me, yo.
I don't want to hear this crap.
Man, you can cuss on my show.
I don't want to hear this shit.
Just sit down, baby.
That he did back in the day. You can miss me with that old bullshit.
Yeah, man.
2.0. Get the hell out of here.
Oh.
I don't care.
It pisses me off highly, man. I'm talking about it pissing me off so bad to where I'm waiting. You know what? Oh, as I'm reading, I'm waiting for them to say some bullshit.
They trying.
I'm waiting.
They trying.
No.
But guess what? Steven Jackson said, I ain't going to let y'all do this shit.
Man.
I ain't going to let y'all do this to my boy.
Man.
I ain't going to happen. This man, yeah, he was incarcerated.
Yeah.
But guess what? I bet 80% of the people out here have been spending time behind bars.
Man, I've been there. What that mean?
Don't know nothing.
So here's the thing about it. Oh, here's the thing about it. Not cutting you off, man, but I really got to ask you this, man. And I want you to dig me. I want you to dig me. Why is it so damn important about what happened, but the man is dead, oh?
Because when the media tells somebody something enough,
yeah,
people believe that shit.
Absolutely.
People believe it.
Yeah.
If they tell you, man, all black people are bad.
Yeah.
They're going to break in your car tonight.
Yeah.
So when you leave the grocery store and you pull next to somebody, they start grabbing their purse.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck out of here with that. I don't want to hear that. That made me so mad.
Yeah, man.
Because when the media tells you something, people believe that stuff.
Absolutely.
Instead of people going out and experiencing things for themselves.
I'm not saying all cops is bad.
They're not.
But, hold it. I'm about to throw a curve on you, boy. You're going to be like, shit, this boy's a pitcher. Oh, let me tell you this now. I just had my homeboy, which you know Dominic McKinney.
Yeah.
Dominic is a certified security guard, security company.
Did not know that.
He used to be a felon.
Okay.
Got his record expunged. Carry guns. Guess what he do, Ho? Guess what he do? 2 weeks out of the year.
What was that?
He trained police!
What?
This boy gave me all the insight, man. So if you want to hear about the police, go listen to the podcast with Dominic McKinney. Listen to it. Oh, he told on everybody, oh.
Interesting.
He told on everybody.
That's interesting.
He told on everybody, oh. He told on the police. He told about the oath. He told about the training. He told everything, oh. And guess what he said, oh? Here's what he said. I don't give a damn. I'm telling it all.
Well, this is the thing about police. From my opinion.
Yeah.
I've had some good experiences with police.
Yeah.
I've had some bad ones.
Absolutely.
And you know what? 90% of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's that damn one.
Yeah.
That make y'all all look bad.
Yeah.
When the rest of you don't do shit.
Yeah. See, that's what I was about to bring up. Over.
You know this boy done did something wrong, but you're going to walk in the office. Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Yes.
You're going to change into your white voice.
Yeah.
You're going to change into your white voice and act like you don't know nobody.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, hey, man, fuck what you doing over there.
Yeah, man. Oh.
I don't want to hear, I don't want to see him do it again, because doing it again may be too late. Stop his ass when you see him doing it.
Oh, let me tell you this, man. Listen. They say, well, not all cops are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got some homeboys that's some damn good cops.
Damn good cops. I do too.
And they ain't. And I'm going to tell you now, just before they was police, they was my boys and they my boys now. And mm-hmm. Trust me, they still the same dude.
Same dude. Absolutely.
Same dude.
It's a job.
Now, this is what I got to say about that. Oh, they hide behind that badge. See, they take the oath on the badge. They feel like the badge is the power.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, oh, here's what I'm saying. This is what pisses me off, bro. You know Daryl got a damn problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know Peter got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know Billy got a problem.
Got a problem.
He got a problem.
Oh, and a gun.
And a gun. Oh, here's the problem. This is what pisses me off. You know they're racist.
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't setting their ass out? Because you are just as guilty as they are.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
But now our homeboys who's police, trust me, they send them out.
Yeah.
They send them out.
But guess what? They talk too loud, they're going to move them somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
That's how it go.
They're going to give them hell, so they got to transfer departments.
Absolutely. So now you jeopardizing their family.
Yeah.
Jeopardizing their lives because they speak it out. Oh, but I'm going to just keep it real with you, man. Enough's enough.
Tired of it, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Enough's enough, man. I was talking to Renaud, man. He was telling me about a situation, man, that happened to him. He said, Earl, I just got out of work. He said, man, I got on a shirt and a tie with my ID badge. Police makes a U-turn. And guess what he said, though?
Where you going?
No, that wasn't even the famous line. He said, we just had some burglaries. And he said, dude, I got a shirt and a tie on, dude.
You look suspicious.
Yeah.
When criminals dress up and do shit.
I ain't never know if you're not a pimp or somebody like that. What kind of stuff? I mean, what?
Man, we just two people just having a conversation like brothers do, man. But check this out.
Whoa, man.
This is another thing that bothered me about this thing in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually, we can say, hey, man, these young people, this and that. This brother was my age.
Come on. Oh.
I'm 47 years old. This brother was 46.
Man, listen.
46?
Yeah.
So now, none of us are safe.
Nobody, bro.
Nobody is safe. Women, children, men, kids, nobody is safe. They don't give a damn who they hurt.
Let me throw you this curveball. I was waiting for you to get here, boy, because I knew this was going to be good. Let me throw you this curveball. Where's the damn tape at of him resisting arrest? I mean, where's that tape at?
I don't know.
You know?
You ain't going to see it.
Where is the tape of him resisting arrest?
You ain't gonna see it, because it probably don't exist.
Hold on. Now, I seen all the videos.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with him being handcuffed.
Right.
I want to see the video of him resisting arrest.
Should have been over right there.
I want to see that. Okay, here's another thing, though. Now, I watched this. Watched all of it. Foot on the neck. Let me tell you what pissed me off. The paramedic came on. See, I know you ready. I knew this was going to be good. I know you ready. Check this out, old. Paramedic came. Trying to get a pulse. Paramedic put his arm down. This white racist cop still had his foot on his neck while the paramedic was there, old.
They weren't able to do their job.
He was already gone.
He was gone.
He's already gone, old.
He was gone.
But let me tell you what pissed me off. They drug his body.
Yeah.
Like he was a piece of fucking...
His lifeless body.
Drug him, oh. Piss me off. I'm talking about drugging, threw him on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't that.
Like he was a hog in the slaughterhouse.
That's how I knew he was gone, oh. The trail of urine. His body gave away. His body gave... That's what pissed me off, oh. Everything else... I was pissed off about the neck, but that pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how you feel about that.
Where you want me to start? So we're going to go back to this cop with the foot on the neck when the paramedic showed up. So the paramedic shows up, check the guy's pulse. First of all, the cop has his hand in his pocket. Why? Wasn't my idea. I think he was still applying pressure to his thigh on the man's neck.
Oh, I believe that.
And then he had a little silly smirk on his face.
Bro, the boy had his hand in his pocket. He wasn't even trying to hold. You know how you position yourself like you want to hold up on the car. Mm-hmm. He had his hand in his pocket.
Now, I would think if paramedics show up, cops, he's handcuffed. You see he's sitting there not breathing. Where's the CPR? Where's the resuscitation procedure? Cop didn't do a damn thing. But stand there with his knee on his fucking neck. And they wonder why people in Minnesota are so goddamn pissed off. That's why. They tearing up shit. I don't want to hear, well, they're tearing up their own city. Guess what?
We don't own the city, yo.
I'm going to tell you something else. I don't have a problem with it, like I said before.
Yeah.
But I don't give a damn if you tear up something that we build. For free.
Can we go tear up the Egyptians, the stuff free. That we did, man, years ago? Yeah, I mean, check this out, bro. Let me just break this off, man. I'm gonna just keep it a buck with you. Oh, I don't give a damn about them burning down the city that we built.
No, okay.
I don't care. Oh, you call me, whatever. Hey, listen. Please get on my social media and talk about, yeah, Earl said he don't care. He done got a podcast. He think he's a philosopher. I don't care what you say. But at the end of the day, oh.
They gonna rebuild that shit. Insurance money.
Billy ain't gonna build it. Mm-mm. The insurance money gonna build it.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, oh. That's what I'm saying. Now I want to get back to the white people that's stealing, oh. Because they didn't put that out.
They don't steal, Earl. Quit saying it.
Well, they just borrowed the stuff from Target.
They're going to take it back. They're going to take it back when the police come showing up. Well, that other guy gave it to me.
Yes.
Yeah, you seen him put it in my car.
Yes.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yes.
Because they're always the fucking victim.
Listen, man. Let me tell you this, man. I'm putting these pictures out tomorrow. Listen, somebody sent me these pictures. I'm like, girl, we got pictures of white people still there. I said, what? Send them to me. Oh, I'm putting these pictures at the mall. I don't give a damn if y'all Teresa, if y'all Curlin, y'all. But I don't care who it is. I'm putting them on blast tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Listen, on my mama. Hey, oh, you know, hey boy, you know you serious when you be like, hey, on my mama.
On my mama.
On my mama. Oh, I'm putting these. Hey, cause oh, they steal it though.
Mm.
But here's what I want to ask you, bro. I'm gonna just keep it real with you, man. I'm gonna just keep it real. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Oh, if the police got me for 8 minutes and I can't breathe and I know you there, and if you don't knock him off of me,
it's gonna be a problem.
What?
It's gonna be a problem. Guess what? All it takes is one. Once one person move, the rest of them gonna move.
Now this is what pissed me off. Oh, you got three other people there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even say, "Hey, man, stop."
Stop, man.
Quit it. Mm. But let me tell you, the dude who was in front of the people with the camera, he was one on the other murder investigation.
What?
He's a part of another murder.
They all fry.
Listen, he got sued. Went to another department. Now he's starting his life over.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying? The firing them ain't enough, man, for me. Firing them ain't enough.
Isn't that what happened to the boy in St. Louis? Didn't that cop go somewhere else?
And they moved, first of all, they done moved this boy.
Wow.
You don't think they moved him?
Yeah.
This boy moved. He gone. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got Miss LaWanna in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Miss LaWanna, Jeffrey in the building.
All right now.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get her queued up. Because I want to hear what a woman got to say.
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm.
Oh, I want to hear what a woman. Listen, oh, all I got to say is, white people were stealing, oh.
No, they weren't.
They were stealing.
Stop saying that, man. They don't steal.
They were stealing.
They was borrowing.
They was borrowing.
Yeah, they going to bring it back.
They going to bring yeah. It's the sit down. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell y'all this. You know, I'm going to just keep it a buck with y'all. Oh, jumping right off into this, man, today, man, I was highly pissed off. Mm. I'm just keeping real with you because I want you to go back weeks back where my man was jogging. He's jogging.
Minding his own business.
Now, here we got a couple of good old boys.
Rednecks.
I wouldn't even go see it.
I'm saying it for you.
Hey.
Country bumpkins.
Couple of good old boys.
Country bumpkins.
Now, that he's suspicious.
How many of them? Two?
He's job.
Yeah, two of them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Three of them?
It was three.
And one of him?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold that thought. Go get
suspicious. He's jogging, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I watched my man trying to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
And dude shot him cold-blooded like he was a deer. Mm-hmm. Dude took off like two or three steps and collapsed. Dude in the back of the truck was laughing. See, they ain't see. See, I.
It's oh, the same guy that got the video.
The same guy.
Okay.
Laughing. Okay. Oh, let me tell you. See, what I do is I do some corny white people stuff. I zoom up my camera. Mm-hmm. I zoom it all up, and I put it in slow mo. I put it in slow mo, slow mo, slow mo. Oh, he got a smirk on his face. They didn't even show that.
They ain't gonna show it.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't show that though. But I got it.
I want to see it. No, I don't.
Hey man, tomorrow I'm blasting everybody.
I don't want to see it.
I'm blasting. I'm black. Oh, white people steal it.
They don't steal it. Hey, Earl, check this out.
Yeah.
Let's hop back to Minnesota just for a small second.
Yeah.
Did you see the brother that worked from CNN get arrested on air today?
Oh my God!
They arrested the news reporter who happened to be a black man.
Yes.
Are you serious? On air.
I was going to talk about that, man. I was saving that for last, but let's just get into how the hell you arrest me at my job, old?
At my job.
At my job.
And I'm saying, hey, I'll move out the way. We'll stand wherever you want us to.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to take your ass to jail, too.
Oh, this stigma. Let me tell you this. I got a lot of white friends.
I do, too. Love them to death, man. Some of them good people.
These are good people. Oh. But I raised a question for them. And this is what I proposed. What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? How do you feel about this?
How do I feel about it?
No, I'm talking about my white friends.
You know what? I was on social media today with my real name.
You didn't hide behind...
No, I don't hide behind. They know who I am.
Huh?
They know who I am.
You wasn't one of them finger pushers?
No.
You're not one of them computer punchers? No. You had your real name on there?
You know what? I've seen a video on the plaza today in our own city.
Uh-huh.
They was down there protesting.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, where is this at in Kansas City?
Yeah.
And my buddy said, they usually always protest on the plaza.
Absolutely.
And then I seen the fountain in the background. I said, that's the plaza.
Yeah.
Then I said, look at this video.
Yeah.
What's missing in this video?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't see no black people in this video. Which tells me, hey, come on. It ain't gonna get fixed until they get sick and tired. Not us.
Yeah.
It's only 30 million of us in this country.
Come on.
So, we can't fix nothing by ourselves. No. It ain't enough of us.
No, it ain't.
We need their help.
Yeah.
So, them out there on the front lines with us.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that was,
I like that.
That was a good look.
It was a great look. I don't want the fake ones out there doing it today and laughing behind your back tomorrow.
I don't need you going, coming, you know, because you stay out on 135th. I don't need you coming down here.
No.
And then going back and then you want to talk about it.
No.
I don't need you.
But what happened is, I'm going to tell you my own opinion why these people are getting pissed off.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of brothers that are taking their white women. I'm going to call it what it is. And they don't like that. They don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
They gonna be extinct here soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, believe that.
Yeah.
Believe that.
I'm saying. Yep. Otis Johnson. He said it. You heard my name.
Believe that. Hold on, man. I'm about to queue up, man. I got to queue up Luana.
Get her on up in here. I wanna hear what mama gotta say.
Queue it up.
I wanna hear what mama gotta say.
Queue her up.
Mm-hmm.
Put your headphones on, baby.
It's about to be some fireworks now.
Yeah. We know you looking fly up in here. You know what I'm saying? But it's time. Cause see, I gotta get a woman's point of view.
Oh yeah. You mess with mama's babies, boy. It's going to be hell to
pay. Put your headphones on, baby. There's your microphone over there. I got you queued up. Come on close.
Remember, he said, mama.
Yeah, he called his mama. That's what I'm talking about.
And I tell these brothers all the time.
Uh-huh.
Your daddies love you. You love your daddies.
Yeah, I know.
But no matter what the hell you go through,
yeah,
mama going to always have your back.
He called his mama.
Mama going to always have your back. Mama going to ride for you. Even when daddy on your ass,
yeah,
mama going to always have your back.
Mama going to ride.
Mama gonna ride for them baby boys. I call all them baby boys, I call them Joeys.
So.
Titty babies.
Yeah.
Little Joeys. Because mama gonna ride for them.
Hey, man. Don't say nothing about the boo boys.
Hey, this is true, though.
The boo boys.
True, though. Don't say nothing about the boo boys, man. Jody, my Joey.
Yeah.
Everybody know baby boy. 30-year-old mama
the boo boy.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
The boo boy.
I hope Luana ain't over there talking about, don't be talking about my baby.
Yeah. No. That's how it go down. So, you know, even though this wasn't even supposed to happen, you know what I'm saying? I had this scheduled to where both of these people was going to be individual, but, you know, Ms. LaWanna came in here and...
That's good dialogue.
And
fellowship.
And she is a woman, and I want to get her take on this.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the sit down.
Hi, how are you?
Come on up a little closer. Okay. You got to get close up on the mic. Just don't make love to the mic. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This real conversation right now.
Oh, yeah.
This real conversation. Yeah. Come up on there just that's a little better. Bit. There we go. Here we go. All right. 8 minutes, racist cop on his neck, call for his mama, talk to me.
I have 3 sons, so I know. Mm. So it was hard to watch.
Yeah, come up a little bit closer.
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because I have 3 sons, what difference would have made if the mom is there? I feel like they would have done something to her. See, I'm looking at a point where I'm in an all predominantly white neighborhood with 3 black sons.
So Uh-oh.
Mama jumps in and they kill mama too.
Yeah.
So.
So now here's the thing about it. You ain't got to sugarcoat it because I want you to talk about it.
Yeah.
If. And I know you have because you're my, any other mama, I don't give a damn. Every mama in the world are told their kids what to do when they have an encounter with the police.
Right.
What have you told your kids?
I told my kids to obey, their orders and what they say do. But in the situation where they're killing you, I'm saying fight back. I'm sorry.
You heard it right here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Your life is more important than going to jail.
You're going to die or you're going to lay there and let them kill you. Yeah. So, I'm going to go out fighting.
So now, Luana, how does it make you feel? The paramedic came, try to get a pulse of this person who's already dead.
Right.
And this racist cop still had his foot on his neck. As a mother, how did that make you feel?
Oh, I was outraged. I felt like everybody should have jumped in, but we're speaking from outsiders. If it's going on in your face, I feel if it was Kansas City, everybody would have jumped in.
Yeah. But see, we got the same thing going on right here.
Mm-hmm.
We got police killing us right here. See, and first of all, I'm not knocking what happened up there. And I'm saying that again. I'm not knocking what happened. Why we ain't pissed off about what's happening right here in Kansas City, bro? Why we ain't pissed off, bro?
I'm going to say this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because I was married to a cop.
Get out. Oh, so, this is about to be great.
And he experienced more racism than us on the street.
Yes.
And he hated it. And he got called the N-word lots of times inside those blue walls.
See what I'm saying?
So, it's deeper than... But there's some good old boys. There's some good ones. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
And they didn't care about their own boy in blue.
Yeah.
And we'll probably watch him get killed if he was in a situation where he needed them. They did not care.
And this is from a woman who was married to the cop.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
You feel this?
I'm feeling it.
So, Luana, how did that make you feel as the wife of the police, knowing that he's in jeopardy with the good old boys?
Oh, I worried every night. It was a situation where they don't have your back. They don't have my back as a wife waiting for your husband to come home at night.
Yeah.
But they did a lot of racist... It was a lot of things going on within the station. It's a small town. I won't say the town and put them on blast because it was Kansas City, but there's outside
subsidiaries
of Kansas City.
So, now let me ask you, Luana, if me and Otis play this guessing game and you just raise your hand, can we do that?
No, I ain't going to do that.
It's not hard to guess, but if people know me, they know where it is. But, I don't respect... It's hard to respect white cops as soon as they pull you over. Because I've been pulled over for a traffic ticket.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as they pull me over, I'm knowing it's not going to go my way.
Yeah.
Because I'm a black woman.
Yeah.
Cute or not, I know they're not going to play favor.
You see, she threw that in.
We
weren't even ready for that. Bam! Here we go.
They always...
Yeah.
They mistreat black people.
And absolutely.
I live in Leawood, and you go. They have court one day a week.
Hold on,
in the evening time.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, though. We about to get to it. She about to reveal who the police.
I'm telling you, you go in that courtroom on Wednesdays, one day a week.
Absolutely.
Everybody in there black.
Yeah.
Why everybody in here black? Yeah. Y'all only pull over black people?
Yes. Yes.
I took pictures of it. It was only black people in the whole courtroom.
Yes.
And nobody live out there.
Yes. And let me just rephrase this for you, because I've been there several times. There is not a black person there, not even a damn janitor.
No.
The janitor ain't even black.
I live in the vicinity of there. Not going to say where I live, but I live in the vicinity.
It was that vicinity?
Pretty close. But typically when they pull you over, the first thing they say is, where you going?
Yeah.
Where you coming from?
Yes. Right.
Why?
Yeah.
I thought the first thing you were going to say is, hey, how you doing, sir? You know you've been speeding a little bit?
Right. Yes.
Okay. You know, I apologize for speed. Get my ticket. You go home. I go home. Everybody have a good day. Yeah. But you want to know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Does it matter where I'm going?
Yeah. Like you ain't supposed to be over here.
Yeah.
That's what. And so many words. That's what they.
I got an answer for that. Where I'm going.
Yeah.
Anytime cops pull you over and they say, where you going? I'm going to Walmart.
Ain't no Walmart tonight.
I'm going to Walmart.
I'm telling you.
They done took all the Walmarts out the inner city.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Walmart. That's all you got to say. I'm going to Walmart.
Man, I'm going to use that. But I ain't trying to get pulled over, but that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all this. This podcast right here, I'm gonna just let y'all know, we speak our truth. This is our truth. We can speak it with respect. Now, I'm just let you know, first and foremost, I got Luana in the building. I got Otis in the building. And I'm going to come back because I got both of them here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get off and I'm going to get off in Luana Kool-Aid. This is my homegirl. what it is. It's what it is. But I'm so proud of her. See, here's the thing about it. Oh, you know, and I was just telling you this. See, there's a difference when you're proud of people for what they do and how they do it. All right? Now, let me tell you this. I want you to answer this question. And this question will let me know the real truth. Have you had any of Luana's cupcakes or cakes? Have you had any?
I have not.
Oh, my ass is in trouble. You are in trouble.
Why haven't I had any Luana cupcakes?
Man, she has catered several different events. She probably has some, didn't even know it.
Okay, what's the name of the company?
That's right. Cheers to Cakes.
Cheers to Cakes.
I know you've been to Peachtree before.
Are you?
Yeah, Cakes at Peachtree.
Them your cakes?
That strawberry cake.
Them your cakes?
That would be me.
The strawberry.
Stop playing. Them ain't her cakes.
Amen.
So, I'm not going to Peachtree no more. I know where she live. I'm going to the house.
Hold on. Let me ask you this question again, boy, because you need to be politically correct. Have you had some of the Luana cakes?
Nope.
Oh, man. You in trouble, boy. You in trouble. Let me tell y'all this. Never give up on your dream. I'm going to just tell you this right now. Never give up on your dream. I'm going to tell you this. The opinion of others does not have to be your reality. You dig? Because I'm going to tell you this. I ain't even supposed to be here. Because you know what, and I'm going to just talk to you. I'm going to talk to you for a minute because I got my kidnapping license. I'm going to let both of y'all know. I got it from Saddam Hussein. It's a real kidnapping license. You dig what I'm saying? I got both of y'all in the building, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back. When I come back, you know what I'm saying? It's my homegirl. I love Luana to death. I'm about to get off in her Kool-Aid. I just don't care. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Right.
It's my boy Otis. I ain't seen him in a while. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen him in a while. He about to pour another drink. And we about to let him have it. Because, first of all, this thing right here, man, you just heard Luana. Three boys. Mm-hmm. She can't even go to sleep at night.
Mommy asking, how old are you, boy?
I have 16-year-old twins. 16-year-old twins. And I have a 9-year-old. Well, he just
turned 10.
So,
16. See, that's that age where they start driving around the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you get worried when they go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I just want them to come back home.
Right. Check this out, y'all. We coming right back. It's a sit down, y'all. Be right back.